This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Every weekday, News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, presented by Premier Insurance Group, it's Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody. Wow, that seems really loud to me. I got my old headsets on. I'm pretty excited about this.
Are you sure? I think you're just screaming, actually. Whoa, but, you know,
I'm loud. Well, welcome to your Q, where, as always, we are celebrating, uplifting, and educating about all things amazing and wonderful in and around Douglas County.
Not necessarily all those three things in one day, though.
Not always, but, you know, I mean, some days.
Today, I think we're going to.
We're going to. We can do this. We can do this.
My God. It's Christmas.
It's Christmas. Almost.
Yeah.
Our Christmas party is tomorrow. So at Premier Insurance, we're kind of closing the doors a little bit early. Let you know.
Yeah, and we're locking it because I'm making primary event. I don't want to be bum rushed at the door, you know.
So, well, we guilted you into that. Let's be honest.
Be honest?
I'm being honest.
That's an understatement. It's okay. Like, so I've been doing this, you know, for the girls and, yeah, for Logan too, for what, probably like 15 years. And it's, I don't know, I just haven't had the mojo.
So then what did you come and say? You asked me a question yesterday.
I said, hey, would you guys prefer Red Robin or Rodeo?
And you were met with what, stifling silence?
A glare, a stare, like I just stepped on their new kitten or something. It's like, they didn't even have to say anything. It's like, crap.
Okay, so there was a long dramatic pause.
A damn long dramatic pause.
It was good effect, actually.
I was actually almost expecting tears to come out when I said, you know, it's like, holy smokes.
I gathered myself.
God, all the horrible things we've had happen recently, and now you're putting prime rib right up there with it? It's like,
yeah, you're trying to take one sacred thing that we just love and that's tradition.
I could just see it's like, I picture a straw in a camel's back, and it's like, I think the prime rib just pushed him over the freaking edge.
So I look at you and I said, is that like seriously a question? That's how I responded. So I had to go home and tell on myself. I said, you know, Jeff, I think I need to apologize to Alan tomorrow at work because I think I guilted him into making dinner.
Well, I still wait for that apology because, yes, you did guilt me into it.
I did apologize today.
Yeah, but you didn't mean it.
I waited till after you bought everything, though.
That's true. Yeah.
Exactly.
I had three prime ribs. And it's like, hey, by the way, you don't have to do that. It was like, well, what the heck am I going to do all these three prime ribs? Thanks a lot, Shan. So anyway, we'll be kicking on the prime rib on the Traeger about 5:45 tomorrow morning.
Drive by. It smells great.
Yeah. So sorry for everybody that's in the neighborhood that has to smell that.
It smells so good.
Yeah, but it tastes really cruddy, so don't worry about
that. We're doing it on Friday, though, so Kodiak usually does their prime ribs on Friday, so, you know.
Yeah, so go over to Calder.
Go to Calder.
Because Calder makes them primo prime rib.
It actually, my husband approves of that message, so, yeah.
Oh, man, we kind of got sidetracked. Oh, by the way, there's a show on today.
Yeah. All right. Well, so we are going to get right into it.
By the way, Alan's here, too, if you didn't.
Oh, yeah, and Alan's here.
She didn't introduce me, but what the heck.
It's an off day.
I'm an afterthought. I'm an afterthought.
No, you're not.
Only time I get recognized, payday and prime rib day.
There's got to be another day in there somewhere. I just can't think of it.
Oh, Secretary's Day. Thanks.
I'm like, there's got to be one more day. I just can't think of it. Oh, goodness. All right. Well, we have a special guest today. And
a local legend.
That's what I was going to say. If you don't know the name.
An icon.
The voice. His children or some way connected to Brian
something.
Prowitz.
Something. He's connected to
everything.
You know, I think we ought to do that. It's like that 6 degrees of separation with Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
6 degrees of separation with BP. It's like, what is he not attached
involved
to?
Involved in. I'm like, right? Serious.
Yeah, it's like,
Hey, I'm 1 degree from Kevin Bacon. No, I really am. I met him. I had an encounter with Kevin Bacon.
See?
So well, you're only 2 degrees from Kevin Bacon, you guys.
Out of all the people you picked.
BP's
Bacon
Bacon.
Bacon Bacon. Close to bacon.
And that's not what it was.
That is funny. Well, Brian, welcome to the show.
Hi, you guys.
To the Nut House.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's great to be in here when it's not Kyle Bailey for a change.
Well.
He's probably listening.
Well, I hope so.
No, he normally doesn't listen.
Usually I'm in here with him, and this is nice change. This is cool.
We're like a little less serious, if you haven't noticed.
I love it.
Well, it's like, I don't think Kyle even listens. I think he's the one person in Douglas County not listen to us.
If it's on his station, he's paying attention.
We'll
know in a minute.
He's a good
manager.
He'll
come by and like wave his finger through the window.
Yeah. We started with 3 listeners, and I think we're up to like 42.
Oh, gravy. I don't know. Yeah. It's kind of been this funny progression. We were pretty excited when we were at a baker's dozen. That was a big deal for like a while, but anyway.
What, did you have like a receiving line somewhere at a restaurant and the 6 people showed up? Is that how you know?
It's kind of a lot of it's actually when Carlos came on too as a sponsor, because for some reason, you know, people love to go out to Umpqua Survival and just chat them up.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So then they'd be just like, oh, we love the radio show and the local Excuse business me. Buzz and Uh-oh. All of that. So it's really kind of funny. But and
Brian,
the
weren't
fair.
You on radio once upon a time?
Yeah, once upon a time.
What, didn't there kind story. Of rule turn off your darn cell phone?
Oh, no. Uh-uh. No, this is how you find out about what the breaking news is while you're on the air.
See, we have to have it on because I get texts that say, oh, Dad, don't say that.
Yeah,
right. I was going to text that to you, but I didn't want to call you Dad.
Alan gets heckled on the during the show.
That's the best.
Yeah, my kids just forget that like I do this on Thursdays, and it seems to be like a magnet to call me at like 4:10,
right.
4:15, 4:20, 4:30.
The best part of this is it's live local radio. Live
Absolutely.
Local talk radio is a precious thing, and it's hard to find sometimes, and this is as local as it gets.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Because we are so not, we didn't go to school for this, or
that's
what makes it awesome, though.
And I just can't believe they don't have a beep button guy for me. But so far, I've been pretty good. I slept up a couple times.
I was told on the way in that they were building that room. That 7-second delay room is actually under construction.
That's probably because, well, no, not really.
I listened to the 7 dirty words you can't say on radio. So, you know, who was that?
That
George
was actually
Carlin.
Super
Coach, thank you, George
traumatic.
Carlin.
And you are now, you're thinking of them and you're going to say them, and we're all going to get fired from the volunteer radio show.
Let's get back to where we're talking about.
Yes.
So I don't slip up and use a word.
So, Brian, again, thank you for coming today. Brian is the executive director for Umpqua Economic Development Partnership, amongst 10,000 other things, as we mentioned earlier. So we have you here to talk and tell us a little bit about Pitch Night.
Yeah.
I love this.
Absolutely. Pitch Night is one of our icons.
Because
we got our own hero from Pitch Night, so.
Yeah, we love Isaiah, our little lemonade stand guy. Like, he's our little Pitch Night hero. So,
yes, and we're looking for the next one.
We're looking for a next one. We need some people. So, tell us how this actually got started, if you would.
Well, it got started as the Young Entrepreneur Society back when Trevor Mock put together a database of people interested in entrepreneurism and small business, probably in 2016 or so. And it was the Yes Group, and I can say, because I was in the loft downtown at the corner of Oak and Main at 950 Oak. I was there as well for a while. So it's not about me. It's the Yes Group. Anyway, Trevor set up this group of 200, 250 people over time that would get together once a month, once a quarter, and hear from entrepreneurs and there was a networking element. There'd be 40 or 50 people up there in the lounge at the loft on a whatever night we did it. And there was pizza and beer and just hanging out. And then you would hear from small business owners, entrepreneurs, or people who have been through it all and can help you with a different element of being an entrepreneur. And it just kind of inspired people to try it and to think about new ideas and not be afraid of that jump from Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and sometimes Saturday, to owning your own business.
And working 14 hours a day.
Yes. A different lifestyle, sure. And then it turned into Pub Talks when the partnership took it over sometime in 2019 or so. Probably a little bit before that even. It shifted from the Young Entrepreneur Society to Pub Talks, and then it changed to Umpqua Growth Talks under the leadership of the partnership. And now here we are. There's been kind of starts and stops with it. It really got going well in 2019, and then the pandemic hit. We tried to do it. Our former director, Wayne Patterson, and I were on Facebook trying to do it digitally. That was a fail, I have to admit. I saw some of those old videos like recently, and I was like, those have got to go away, man. We tried so hard. So now here we are in 2022. There were some very successful events. A change in leadership of the partnership kind of canceled the rest of the schedule for 2023 as I got my legs under me. And now we started aiming at 24, and now we have January 17th, a small business pitch night at Backside Brewing at 5:30. We have our six contestants. We're going to have judges. We have $20,000 to distribute to
the
top three winners plus the audience choice.
So where does that funding come
from? That's all donations from sponsors that believe in the program.
Well, and I tell you what, you know, last week we were talking about the Reach Across America. And how all that all started with just one guy, you know, with, and an idea, and just taking that first step, what you, you know, what the group, what your group now is giving the courage to other individuals to do. And again, Douglas County steps up because of incredible people. That's fantastic to see, and it's greatly, greatly appreciated.
I think it's special and it's fun, and we have the template and we know how to execute it well. Secretly, I want to be America's favorite game show host.
And I picked that up. It's like I could see that right there.
And that's kind of what we're putting together. We have six amazing presenters and $10,000 for first place. And then $2,500 audience choice means you could walk out of there with $12,500 to help your small business get to the next level. And we've got sponsors, we've got a lot of people we want to brag up. Like Women in Business is going to get a second on the stage. We're going to have the Harris Kids. You know about the Harris Kids? They were selling blueberries this summer, and then they moved to cotton candy. And their momager set us up so that they're going to be there. Your phone's ringing. And then we're also going to present the Douglas County Child Care Coalition. So we're on the screen, it's going to be like, if I have an idea, where do I go?
Right.
Because the other part of this is getting people to interact with the SBDC down at the Umpqua Business Center, the Small Business Development Center, at the Umpqua Business Center right on Washington Avenue as you head out of downtown, or have them interact with me at the partnership. But the whole idea is to encourage the entrepreneurial network and add energy to that ecosystem to encourage people to take that step or at least get the resources together so you can make an educated move.
Well, and I tell you, that's so important because Shannon just gave me the finger.
I saw that.
People don't fail in business because of passion or lack of knowledge. I know one of the scariest things I did in the world was when I started my business. And it wasn't that I didn't know about insurance. I didn't know what I didn't know about anything. And to have a mentor like that to walk you through, I mean, it was huge for me. I had another person I knew that did the same thing I did, and to be able to call him up and say, hey, this is horrible, and to hear it's going to be okay, you know, that was huge. And that's what it's really exciting about your program.
Yeah, we are excited about that. Are we going to break? Is that what's happening?
I think we're
Am I staying
go
through
break
the break?
Or
am I sticking around?
Yeah, you're going to be
by the
back.
Way, Alan, I love your I love your cologne. It's like barbecue sauce.
That's for sure.
You should sell that. It's so good.
Scrubbing the
Can
grill.
Can you come over here? Can I get closer to you?
Yeah, more on that after the break.
Yeah, I was just going to say, he told me good thing we were on the radio today, not TV. All right, back with more with your cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance, in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, welcome back to Your Cue. I'm Shan Sebastian.
Alan Painter.
And we have Brian Prowitz here with us.
And Brian Prowitz.
Ooh, that was radio right there. Know, did you hear that?
He's
making us look back.
Oh, the voice. He's got
baby,
the voice.
Baby, baby, baby.
That's because I have a little bit of a cough, so I sound like James Earl Jones in my head.
It's a smoky, sexy.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
It's baseball, Ray.
Ooh.
That is good.
He's
that
professional. Let's get him out of here.
Okay. So, Brian is executive director, if people are just joining us, of the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership, and we were talking.
And he's a local icon.
As we said, everybody is a couple degrees away.
In case you missed it.
From knowing him. But we're talking pitch night. And
pitch. Pitch with a P.
Pitch.
That's what she said.
Idea pitch night. Idea pitch night of Douglas County, Oregon.
Alan, if you were the host, it would be the other word.
Yeah. We'd get in trouble. We'd be in trouble. So we mentioned Isaiah earlier that our little lemonade stand, we just love the little guy.
But we didn't do that on the air.
Yeah, I did.
You did?
I did.
I was not paying attention.
I said it. So I was able to see, when he was on there. But you said you've made some changes and structurally or whatever. So Let's talk a little bit about what a person should expect if they signed up to try to be pitch night.
Yeah, one of our pitchers. Or participants. Or candidates, competitors. You can go to umpquagrowthtalks.com and click around and you'll find where to apply. And we have streamlined and sort of standardized the application process, whether you're doing a small business pitch or a startup pitch night. So startup pitch night will be the next one. It's in April. Then we'll go back to small business pitch night in July, and then we have a startup pitch night again in October. And each time you apply, your application is good for that event, and then you have to reapply. But it's a pretty easy application. The toughest questions on there are, tell us about your business, what would you do with the money, and that kind of stuff. Pretty simple. And then we have a committee that goes through those applications and then goes through and chooses the people that are going to participate. And we want 6 competitors, candidates. And so that's part of the structure, is there is a little more of a consistent application process no matter which of the 2 events you are applying to pitch in. But the other part of the structure that we've added is our 6 finalists have been assigned a coach to help them with their pitch.
Oh my Lord.
So that after they're done, whether they win or not, they still have a product and some coaching and marketing help and ideas and elevator pitch and something to present.
They're not just going to kick them to the curb.
Right. And, you know, like you and I have been at times.
Amen.
So these folks will be able to leave and go, I have a polished presentation now. We worked on my branding. We worked on my logo maybe. Maybe we worked on their elevator pitch, and so they have a cleaner, more professional way to approach other investors if they have a big enough business, or clients and customers, to be able to express who and what they are and who and what they're doing.
Well, I think that's important, because starting a business, you know, we look at the typical avenues. Okay, I go to the bank or I go to the SBA and I have to fill all these forms, all these papers, and it's an intimidating process. And I think it's important for anybody to, you know, might be interested in, this isn't applying from some grant where they want blood and DNA. You know, it's something we all can do, because if you haven't been in business, you don't know about all this stuff. Heck, I'm 26 years, I'm still learning this stuff. So I think that's, you know, really important message to get out, that it's for everybody, and anybody can do this, even me.
Especially you, for sure. The small business element is for companies, businesses that have gotten off the ground and established themselves and have made more than $5,000 in revenue. If you just have an idea and you haven't even registered with the state, or you have no idea what to do with that idea, that's the startup pitch night. Perfect spot for that. And then for $1,000, then maybe you can get registered, or maybe you can get a logo designed. It's the first sort of idea to get off the ground. But the best part of all of this is you're also getting validation for either your idea or your business from a group of people who may not know you exist.
Amen.
And also you get the why behind it, and so you can understand why people are passionate about the thing. And it's all good. It's just good.
Yeah, that is so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, just trying something like that, I kind of correlate this a little bit to my time with Miss Douglas County. It's like when we would get a girl who had never walked in heels or talked in an interview or anything like that, and 6 weeks later, 6 to 8 weeks, to see them stand in front of judges and just nail their questions with confidence and courage and great vocabulary and everything. It was just like, it's so rewarding. And so I see how this would be rewarding. How much time do they get to work with their mentors? Because I was curious about that in relation.
Yeah.
You can get a lot in a short amount of time with someone, though.
Yeah. Well, we kind of wound up with the January 17th launch and the holiday and the way that just timing of everything went. This first window is a little tighter than normal. So we closed the application process on the 11th, told everybody who was going to pitch the next day, and then had everybody over at the Umpqua Business Center on the 18th on this past Monday night so that we could all meet. And then also we want to create some camaraderie between them. We don't want to create competition between them. We want them rooting for one another.
Right.
And so we were able to meet there. So basically this group's only going to have about a month minus the next 2 weeks, basically. So we're kind of in a bit of a pinch. But the next one in April, by the way, application process is open right now for startups in April. So if you have a startup idea, go to umpquagrowthtalks.com and send in your application. Get that taken care of now. That group going into April will, you know, we might have 2 months to work with them instead of a very short window. So, yeah.
But like you
said, super exciting.
Even once they're through this, you don't kick them to the curb. Yeah. You know, that's the most important. That's the exciting part about this.
And catching resources and connections.
Amen. And who are these? I mean, these mentors, who are these? Are they local business?
The coaches?
Yeah.
So we have a Umpqua Growth Talks subcommittee, and it's myself, Christopher Glenn from the SBDC here in town, Amy Taylor from SOIB, the Southwest Oregon Workforce Investment Board. We also have Jay Caron from Oregon Pacific Bank, Savannah Jones from Sunrise Enterprises.
Love Savannah.
And then we went and grabbed Kimberly Todd from the CCD, who is a force among with herself.
She is a force.
So we have those are the six coaches. And then we drew straws, and you get this person, you get that person. And so now they've partnered up and are doing the work behind the scenes.
How cool. And each one of those mentors, coaches, has a different strength, too.
Yep, yep. We went around the room. We got a banker. We got a small business development guy. We've got, I have marketing experience, you know, and Kim and Savannah and Amy all bring a different vibe to it as well. And it's cool. I'm very, very excited that we've met them now and we know, and it's starting to take shape.
I'm excited. I'm doing it. You know, it really is. So,
yeah, we need to go watch.
I know you're kind of getting just starting the rodeo yourself here, but do you have any idea of the success of past startups or?
Well, first of all, we've given $34,500 out to small business and startups through Pitch Night, through the partnership, since 2019. And then we have checked back. Wailani Shaved Ice and Island
huge.
Grinds won a big deal last time.
Huge success story.
Georgie and Canine Crack was a huge winner not too far back. And so we have reached back out to see how, you know, did the money go to what we want it to? Because as we ask sponsors to get involved going forward, we want to be able to say, you're not, you know, we're not just chucking this down the drain.
Right.
The people are doing what they said they're going to do with it. And so we do have contact with them. We do reach back out again and see how it's going for
them. That's cool. So the Shaved Ice, that's going to be like your Carrie Underwood kind of success story. I mean, they are hit a hole.
Well, they're killing it.
I mean, we didn't exactly discover them, you know. Yeah. They kind of got off the ground a little.
Do what I do. Take the credit.
Take all the credit. I've been accused of that more than I want to admit, and I'm trying to break myself of that habit, Alan. Thanks. Thanks for enabling me, boss.
Yeah.
You have to say, yeah, I knew them when.
I knew them when.
Yeah, right.
But you know, even Canine Crack now, I didn't understand that was a local business. And they've exploded. I see them everywhere now.
Yep. She needed a dehydrator for more product.
Yeah.
And some people need labeling and manufacturing. Some people need production. Maybe it's a refrigerator for their product, or, you know, it can be a number of things.
That is so cool. So, and I love seeing it because we've had several clients, you know, and be able to see them as they grow. I mean, Umpqua Oats, you know, what a great story.
Yes.
You know, started here locally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, we've got tons of local businesses that have really gone to the next level. It's so fun to see this. Is there a way we get like a newsletter or anything on this? I want to stay up to date. You know, this is exciting.
I would say stick to Umpqua Growth Talks and the Facebook page.
Cool.
And yeah. I think that's the best place for us to put content right now. And then I definitely want to run through the list of our participants this week.
And we have definitely. Okay? We got
January 17th. Backside Brewing, 5:30 p.m. with a half-hour networking window, by the way. Then the programmer starts. So here are the names of the businesses and business owners that are going to be pitching at Pitch Night coming up on January 17th. Small business pitch night. $20,000, $10,000 for first place. Ready? Rustic River, Anna Aysen. Katie Williams from Stinky Dog in downtown Roseburg. She wants to do dog CPR classes.
Yes, I love Katie. That's where Lucy
goes. That's amazing.
Now, here's the promise, okay? There's a possibility our judges could be out there listening, okay?
Okay.
And we can't spoil the case like, you know, like like a lawyer, you know, ruining the jury pool.
Right. Right.
So everybody has to just stay calm and be
neutral.
We're
just going to touch on
it. We want everybody on this list to feel like it's fair and that they were treated well and that they got a fair shake.
That's Brian saying, Alan, shut up.
No, you're fine.
Shut up.
You're doing a great job. Your posture is amazing. Michael Buck from Buck's Boots.
Oh, see, I want to learn about that.
Adriana Ferris from Naughty Nitrous, which was Alan's nickname in high school. Then Kelly Heichel from Kelly's Kids Care. And Danae Preston, Smokin' Ace's Beauty Parlor.
Ooh.
Yeah, so
I want to learn about these.
Every one
exciting.
Of these people are off the ground. They've already started. They've made some money. They need to get to that next level, and we're going to help them.
And cool. Now we're kind of left on the edge because we want to know more about it. So I guess we got to go on the 17th of January.
Yeah, you got to register, get a free ticket at umquagrowthtalks.com. So we have a head count.
We'll do that.
We'll have pizza from Backside.
Oh,
it's BYO.
So
it's buy your own B. Yeah. Down there. But by the way, Casey was part of the Loft back in the early days. And so that's one reason they support Pitch Night so much.
That's
pretty cool.
They're just
so put them on the list of successful businesses that started there.
They're just a great group down there.
Yeah.
Well, and it really is. And it sees, you know, like we said, with the lemonade stand and some of the others and seeing that success. And, you know, we really, truly have some of the most amazing people on the planet living right here. And, they have a passion for what they do. I mean, just go to the crafts festival, you know, the Christmas fair. My gosh, the talent we have in this area. And kudos to you, Brian, and your group for continuing this and helping build these people up, because I think that's all 90% is just, I just need confidence.
Yeah.
It's scary for that first step. So this is amazing. Yeah. So bless you and your team and everybody that, you know, that makes this possible.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it's a lot of work by a lot of people before I ever showed up. We're just glad we have the template and can repeat it and bring it back. Yeah. Keep it a priority.
Well, it's time for another break, so we're going to be back and have a few more questions for Brian when we'll be come right back after this moment with your cue here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to a little bit more of your cue. And, okay, so Brian.
We have Brian Prouds.
Okay,
good. That was my radio.
Why did you talk like that? That sounded weird.
It was so weird.
I'm trying to get down there. My voice is kind of squeaky.
It wasn't good.
Hello, darling.
I can hear the text ringing in. Come on, Angie. Light him up.
I'm waiting. Yeah. Sorry, honey.
Okay, talking about the idea of Pitch Night or whatever. This, I mean, Shark Tank just lit the world on fire. I mean, we got your scrub buddies and your, socks. Who are those? Boombas or whatever. I mean, it's just amazing how somebody can have this little spark and the little light, and it just catch fire. And so this is really exciting to hear these names. I'm going to listen back to the show or ask Brian for his list, because I want to watch these businesses go. This is exciting. Let's do this.
And the diversity of the list. You know, yeah. That's what I mean. It's really cool to see. And it's like they're not duplicating, you know, another business. A lot of these going off on their own and put, you know, plowing their own trail.
Yeah, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. This is amazing. So I'm going to ask you some other questions about a different topic, Brian.
Okay.
But if you want to reiterate what we talked about, the where, the when,
sure,
of the event, so we let people know.
Yeah, and one of the things I want to add about Pitch Night is this fulfills one of the pillars of the partnership, which is job creation. Like, the point of this is to hopefully help these companies get started and employ people.
Amen.
So that's one of the reasons that we invest in this so much. Pitch Night, Small Business Pitch Night, $20,000 in total prizes. Backside Brewing, 5:30, January 17th. Free tickets at umpquagrowthtalks.com. You can learn more about the program and apply for our startup Pitch Night, April 17th, right now at umpquagrowthtalks.com. And then if you missed out on this Small Business Pitch Night, you can register for the July event. That'll be Small Business. But that hasn't opened yet, so just keep an eye out. Come on out, get inspired, get fired up, and see this whole thing happen on January 17th.
That's exciting.
Oh, I really think this is the key to turning around our community. And, you know, we have been beat up since the 80s and have gone backwards and backwards. Hey, we've all noticed it. We're having large store after large store closed down. And this is a way we can make an effort, give people what they need, local businesses and local jobs, so all that money's not going to Chicago, or it's staying right here.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, this is the answer, folks. We want to turn things around in our community. This is the way we do it.
Yeah. And then shop local.
Vote Alan Painter, ladies and gentlemen. Vote Alan Painter.
Oh, we get that every day.
Yeah. Excellent.
Cool. King for a day.
I'm fired up. Where do I sign up?
Yeah. Well, I am fired up. I want to see this. I want to follow. I think it's going to be really fun to follow these businesses and watch their success. And,
absolutely.
And learn. I mean, find out what somebody's got to do. I mean, that's what's neat. You know, so I'm looking forward to it. I will have my bells on and be there January
17th.
Oh, I'd have been a day early. So January 17th, and more information can be found
at umpquagrowthtalks.com.
Perfect. Well, that's, thank you for coming and talking about that with
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
So as we mentioned earlier, and maybe a couple times, that Brian wears a lot of hats. So I'm going to switch to Festival of Lights because I haven't been there yet. I need to go, Brian. So tell us how much longer that's going to be and a little bit about it.
Festival of Lights goes through January 1st. This is a huge weekend. This is the weekend when we knock down 400 and 500 cars a night. Today, I had to go wrestle every small candy cane left in America into my car. And I was going through the store with my shopping cart overflowing with the last of the mini candy canes, people were like, dude. And I was you're never going to eat all those. I go, the Festival of Lights will. And they will, starting tonight for sure.
Come
it's been going
out.
Since the Sunday before Thanksgiving and runs all the way through January 1st. Holiday Village is where you can see Santa for free through New Year, through Christmas Eve. So it's through this weekend, through Saturday night, you can go see Santa for free at the Holiday Village at Riversdale Grange. And that doesn't cost anything at all. You don't even have to go through the Festival of Lights. It's still $10 a car. But the Holiday Village at Riversdale Grange is available for anybody who wants to go, starting at 5:30 at night through 9 o'clock. So tonight's Thursday. So tonight, 9 o'clock. Tomorrow, 5:30 to 10. Saturday, 5:30 to 10. Holiday Village.
All right, because then Sunday, Santa's going to be off plenty of time to get to work.
Santa is busy on Sunday. We are not doing, that's Monday anyway, so it's not open anyway. So the last night for the Holiday Village now, last night is Saturday.
Good.
The Festival of Lights, driving through River Forks Park and looking at the displays, that goes through and includes January 1st.
Okay. So have they added on many new attractions?
A few years ago, we added Frozen. the Frozen caricatures, and then Convay built the toy wrapper, auto toy wrapper display that's in there. And then Convay also produced our tribute to Kerwin Doughton, who passed away a couple of years ago. So right on the entrance, as you're sitting at the gate, if you look to your left, you'll see a caricature of Kerwin, a sign that says Kerwin Doughton, Father of the Festival of Lights, and an illustrated, illuminated version of the Nutcracker.
How cool.
Right there at the front. Oh. And the Nutcracker got a lot of attention this summer, and that's really kind of our new display. Our field guy, Mike, did a great job in that corner moving some other displays around. And so that back reach kind of back by the baseball, by the boat ramp and by the baseball diamond and all those nice kitties is now some displays around the Nutcracker that are really nice. And a little tribute to what we call the Nutcracker Guild. We invented the Nutcracker Guild this year because the infrastructure of the Festival of Lights is now 30 years old, and we need to begin replacing
amazing.
That. Yeah, this is the 31st year. So all the wiring, the panels, the breakers, the PVC pipe, all the metal displays that hold those lights all needs attention. And the Nutcracker needed a polish,
right?
Some work. And so this summer we raised a bunch of money with the Nutcracker Guild through people that donated. Their names are on a plaque next to Woody Wintergard, the world's largest nutcracker. And so you can see who gave. And he got a pretty good scrub down and some fresh paint and has pupils again.
So he's rocking it.
He is totally rocking it.
Well,
he is hitting
and
on
folks,
all the other hot nutcracker gals out there.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, he's busy.
But, you know, one thing I want to highlight again. Who was building stuff? Convay. A local company. Folks, we've got some amazing people in our community, and they're getting it done.
That's what they always say about local business, though. For every, you know, dollar you spend there, a good portion of that's going back into the community in one way or another through either employment or community donation or whatever it is. And you're not seeing that necessarily. Not that they don't donate and do things, but the big box stores, it's not the same percentage that you see go back into the community. So again, support local, shop local, play local.
Yeah.
Stay local.
Yep. We generate a lot of money through the Festival of Lights, and some of that money goes to Rotary scholarships. Some of that goes to Rotary projects. It cost us about $50,000 a year in labor to set up and take down the Festival of Lights. It used to be totally volunteer.
Right.
But for a lot of reasons, that has moved to we have a field supervisor we pay, and then we hire people that can come out there in the weather.
Just too big, huh?
Yeah, it's 90 displays.
Yeah.
And it takes, we start in August.
And I didn't realize where you just said metal. So these are not light.
No.
You know.
No, we have a couple of Saturdays right before it opens where we get as many Rotarians out there as we can. And we actually have to physically, you take rebar anchors on the bottom of those, they're laying down,
right?
You put rebar anchors on the bottom, and then 1, 2, 3, and we push those things up and hold them in place while the guy wires get pounded in. And so it just takes physical grunt work to get them into the park and out there, and then to tilt them up and nail them down.
Well, I hope you're getting some younger Rotaries, man.
Yeah, we'd love that.
We need to get some
muscle.
We'd
love that. We need the muscle for sure. And we have a committee. I'm so glad we got to this because these people, especially today, I was thinking about Tabitha Lehman. Tabitha Lehman is our chair. She's the boss over at First Interstate Bank. The woman is a saint. She's a saint. You guys, she has her own family. She has her job, and she's the chair of the Festival of Lights, which Kerwin Doughton had done in the past, and I held it down for a little while. But I mean, she's coordinating the volunteers at the gate. She's worried about if they show up. We got to have people that go out there and turn all those lights on every night. Then somebody at the end of the night to come out and turn those lights off and take the money and deposit the money. We have cell phones that need to get charged. There's so many details that people have no idea.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, man, we need help.
Yeah.
The Festival of Lights and Rotary, we need people to step up and continue to really support that thing and be out there and volunteer to help put it up and take it down and sponsor it and all of it, because we have about 5 people that do most of the work. Tabitha Lehman, Becky Bright Jones, myself, Carol Sabins, Savannah Jones, Amy Taylor, Del Gray has helped us. That's basically the group of people that have held this thing together since Kerwin has passed. It was myself, Tabitha, and Becky Jones Bright.
So
Becky Bright Jones.
How does one get involved?
Just call me.
Ah.
I mean, you know, Tabitha Lehman would be a person to talk to. Come to a Rotary meeting Fridays at noon at Aviva Health.
There you go.
Show up and say you want to volunteer, and I guarantee you'll be welcome.
So is it one of the special
Rotary
groups?
They will not say no.
Sure, I know there's
several. Some of them have merged.
Okay.
So basically, noon, Friday, Aviva Health, that's the place to be if you want to check it out.
And Facebook, Google it.
Yeah, UVFestivalOfLights.com.
All right.
You guys are great.
Brian, thank you again for coming today and filling us with all this good, awesome stuff. See, we're celebrated, uplifted, and educated. We did hit all three today.
We did. And from the bottom of my heart, I just want to thank you. You're such a blessing for our community. And, you know, it's people and people like you that really set us apart and what makes us, you know, the kind of a shining star, not only in Oregon, but along the West Coast.
Oh, boy.
When you see some of the things that we pull off. So,
yeah.
God bless you. God bless your team. We appreciate everything you do to make Roseburg a special place.
The painters are also Douglas County royalty. Yeah. Oh, by the way.
For
sure.
I'm just the dad.
Yeah, I got you, buddy, on that.
All right, well, we're going to take our last break here, and we'll be back with more of your cue in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to your queue. Glad to have you back. You know what we haven't talked about today? Because we kind of did a little something different today, and the local business buzz was all of this information that Brian needed to get out. But we do want to thank Umpqua Survival for their support and their sponsorship and just how great they are for everything in our community. And it's Christmas time, so go out there and see the guys, put your name in for the drawing, because we have one more next week before we go to 2024.
No, how's that possible?
I don't know, it's actually just crazy. So
especially when you walk outside, it's like it's spring. It doesn't feel like Christmas. It reminds me when we were in Mexico during the Christmas. It's like you can't have Christmas when it's all 60 degrees and so,
yeah, it was nice today.
You know, I don't care for snow, but as I look at the temperatures, like, it's supposed to get a little chilly tomorrow, and they're saying rain. And so I always think that, you know, if we could get snow on Christmas, I think I only remember it happening once, maybe twice.
Pretty special.
It's really cool. But, you know.
And our area looks gorgeous with that little powdered snow on it. Just makes everything look pristine, and, yeah, I love it.
So, Christmas is upon us. I hope everybody is remembering why Christmas is. And, you know, I know it's stressful being out there going from the stores. I did it yesterday, people. Yes, I began a little early my Christmas shopping. I started yesterday and prepping the food for the barbecue tomorrow. And I went to 4 grocery stores in a row because I couldn't get everything I needed at one. So I had to get one thing here, one thing. I tell you what, I was exhausted. I was frustrated. And like I told my wife on the way home, I was just damn grouchy. And sometimes you got to remember in that grouchy to take a time out and remember why we celebrate. I always say, and I know it kind of sounds bad, but it's the greatest con in the world that, we get the entire world celebrating the birth of our Savior. And I forget about it sometimes on days like yesterday. And so, you know, as you're in your car or wherever you are, I just take the time to remember why we do this. And whether you're a Christian or you're not a Christian, because it's about family, it's about love, it's, you know, it is about our Savior ultimately. And please don't be so overwhelmed by life that you forget why we do it. You know, we're not just running around buying gifts and buying groceries and doing those things just for the sake of giving gifts and giving groceries. You know, remember what's behind it and don't put too much emphasis in gifts. You know, I mean, kids, if you're listening, I really don't need anything more than, you know, as Shannon said earlier today, than your family. So that's the most important gift of all. Just be there for your family and lift each other up.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely.
Normally, well, normally we'd sign off a diatribe like that, but you know,
Jesus,
I think it's important because, and the reason I say it, like I said, because I was there yesterday and I forgot. And sometimes we just need a reminder.
I saw a meme today that said, be nice to all the people that are out working because the fact we waited till the last second to shop isn't their problem.
Amen.
Or shouldn't be put upon them with our attitudes. So, again, remember that. Be patient. Lines are going to be longer and waits are going to be longer and you just can't be in a hurry. And things will be out. So we got to try to best or be kind.
Yep. And you know, and that's a remember it while you're driving too, because we do see an increased number of stupid fender benders this time of year just because of the rush and the chaos. So slow down. I mean, if the difference between going 30 and going 45, you saved yourself probably 10 seconds. So as we said, with the tragedies we've had this year, it's not worth a life. It's not worth a damaged vehicle. So just be patient. You know, I try to get better as I get older and get stopped by a train. I always think, thank you, Lord. You probably saved me for an accident on the other side. So, you know, that little pause today actually may be saving your life. We just won't know about it till later. So please be safe. And we want to see everybody on the other side. So closing up, have a Merry Christmas for me, my family, Premier Insurance. We love you all. We appreciate the ability to serve you and be part of our community because it's a damn special place to be. So thanks to each one of you.
And I need to get out our winner. John Dishner is the winner of the $25 gift certificate. I had to make sure I got that out.
We got a guy. Thanks, John.
Yep,
go get a Christmas present for yourself.
For Ellen, it's a guy. Anyway, all right, everybody. Please have a very Merry Christmas from Ellen and I and all of us at Premier Insurance and your Q Radio. And we'll be back on the 28th. See you after then.
God bless.
You know what to do, Douglas County. Be kind.
And God bless. I thought she forgot. She didn't.